The app Zanka allows students to participate in class not through a show of hands, but by communicating through their smartphones. Users scan a QR code projected on screens with their smartphones or other devices and then answer questions. The results are then collected and shown to the professor.
I feel that the traditional way of the class is low in efficiency when questions are asked, but no one answers. Secondly, many of our generation are relatively more introverted, so this traditional way of taking part in class is not something that makes us more comfortable.
Zhang Xingyu, along with the co-designer Ding Shu, came up with the concept to try to help increase communications between students and their teachers. The juniors at Fudan University in Shanghai are both majoring in computer science. Sun Weiwei, associate professor with Fudan Computer Science Department, says the app has better helped her judge which students in her program are understanding the course materials.
The most obvious thing is that it has made communicating more efficient in my class. Before the students created the app, I would really only hear from a few in my lectures. But now, I know I have a better idea of how all my students are understanding what I'm trying to teach them.
Zanka is now being used in more than 40 different classes at Fudan University, New York University in Shanghai, as well as certain high schools in the United States.
We normally have a lot of questions that need answering during class, but many of my fellow students are afraid to ask questions when taking part in the lectures because they are worried about losing face. But with the new app, if our instructors ask us if we have any question, at least we are able to inform our teachers whether or not we understand the material.
Zanka is currently free of charge, but is only available through invitation from the app's inventors. At this point, neither the students or Fudan University have plans to try to make the app a commercial venture, despite being approached by a number of possible investors. For CI, this is Li Jianhua.